months or whatever. I'm going to do this poem on the Mississippi, and then I'm going to do another one, a piece that I wrote for the U.S. Waterway Alliance. Get a copy of this flyer?
No.
Why don't you take that with you?
Cool.
And but you did get this, right?
Yeah, I got that.
Okay. Not bad. So this is Ojibwe Mississippi. Great River. Mississippi, Great River. Fur traders and slave raiders and industrial coal agers, they claimed her as their savior, yet they MISSISSIPPI treated her foul. Pollutants what they gave her as they harassed, molested, and then raped her. That's how they repaid her. In return for all her favors. And now we piddle, peddle, paddle fast past our dirty, ugly past in a desperate attempt to try to save ourselves from exploding greenhouse gas. I wrote that piece when Donald Trump and the Me Too movement, and so I was making the correlation between all of his disrespect for women and that it was really kind of the same modus operandi, the same way that we had treated the river, that, you know, the same kind of disregard, disrespect, and I wanted to show that over a course of history, that we had been using the Mississippi as a sewer and as a dumping ground and had no regard for its sanctity as a body of water, as a one of nature's gifts. So we're basically shitting on God's green earth. Read that one for you, and then this is a piece that I wrote for the U.S. Waterway Alliance. And this was in July of 2018. And it was one of the first times that I really started talking about the Upper Harbor as a lighthouse and a lightning rod. So this was for something I wrote for the One Water Summit July 10th at the Hyatt Hotel here in town. And we were able to do a Blue in the Face, the quest for equity in environmental and economic justice. We were able to do a tour to the Upper Harbor Terminal. Not so very different than what happened today. If food is life, then water is life's blood. Thank you, my newfound friends here at the One Water Summit. You are here in Minnesota, home to 10,000 lakes, yet many of our neighbors are shut off from the water, cut off from the river. Let's make a promise to evolve and uplift water sovereignty and commit ourselves to putting an end to an environmental apartheid. At EJCC, we want to house that work on the mighty banks of the Mississippi River in the Upper Harbor Terminal, where we want to create an eco-village that includes a National Environmental Impact Center that is a lighthouse and a lightning rod for ecological matters that embrace equity and economic justice for all. Join us in this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We're growing, 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 growing on the river. Grow awareness, grow vision, grow access, grow opportunity, grow equity, grow trust, grow collaboration, grow partnerships, grow support, grow infrastructure, grow produce, grow compost, grow experience, grow skills, grow jobs, grow entrepreneurs, grow wealth, grow health, grow peace. One water, one world, one love. We leave here today, then, blood brothers and blood sisters, dedicating to carrying the wisdom of the waters.
Beautiful. Thanks so much. I'm so happy.